People living with a chronic condition that causes a limb to swell are choosing to go to Australia for surgical treatment that isn't offered here and paying out of their own pocket. Many are cancer survivors who have lost lymph nodes during treatment only to be saddled with lymphedema, which can be disabling. The specialist treatment in Sydney costs tens of thousands of dollars, but Te Whatu Ora hasn't approved any such request for funding for 4 years. Amy Williams has the story.
Melanoma survivor Joyanne Lovett says her right leg has been a constant reminder of her battle with cancer. A decade ago, she had lymph nodes removed during treatment and developed the lifelong condition lymphedema as a result, swelling that occurs when the lymphatic system is not working properly.
I always looked at it with bottles of milk, litres of milk, that I had 3 2-litre bottles of milk attached to one leg that I was dragging around.
Ms. Lovett travelled to Australia and had 7.5 litres of fluid and fat removed from her leg in specialist liposuction surgery not offered in New Zealand. It was life-changing. A few years ago, she stopped working as an early childhood teacher and the lymphedema caused regular bouts of painful cellulitis.
I talked to my surgeon and he said he's had other people like it that have gone to their doctors and said, can you just please take it off? Take my leg off.
Family and friends have covered the $40,000 surgery bill while Ms. Lovett waits to hear whether the government will pay for it. Te Whatu Ora says it receives very few applications for this treatment and has not funded any since 2018. The Australian Lymphedema Education Research and Treatment Program offers the surgery and its director, Dr. Louise Kohlmeier, says the condition is a disability.
It significantly impacts people's body image, their relationships, and they look from other people like a bit of a freak out there. And it's sort of a daily reminder of the fact that they've been through cancer treatment and this is one of the long-term side effects.
Around 1/5 of cancer survivors who have had a lymph node removed will develop lymphedema. Dr. Kohlmeier says a small number of people benefit greatly from surgical treatment. 17 lymphedema patients have travelled from New Zealand to Sydney to get it in the past 5 years.
I'd say we're only getting the tip of the iceberg of those people who are so motivated and want to do anything. You know, you've probably got a large group of people who are interested in this, but the barriers of financial or time travelling.
Together with one other physiotherapist, Yvonne Ferguson treats more than 300 lymphedema patients in the Nelson region and has referred some for surgery in Sydney, but says it doesn't have to come to that.
If we can pick it up when it's subclinical, it's reversible. It's before you can see it or measure it with a tape measure.
Having just turned 60 and with her two legs back to equal size, Joyanne Lovett has been given a new lease of life.
The thing that I am excited about is actually being able to chase my grandchildren and being actually able to run and catch them and scoop them up.
She says it breaks her heart to know others with severe lymphedema cannot access the same treatment.